Welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Peace and blessings to you, and a happy holiday season to you.
And also with you and with your spirit.
Yes, I just have I just feel that some of the president's trouble stems from the fact that, you know, things that maybe he may be accustomed to doing as a business person and in the business world. In government, when you do those things, they call it bribes and corruption and extortion. And they actually have laws against it for an elected official, let alone the president of the United States of America, to do those things. What do you think about that?
You almost had me at the first part of your sentence, and then I think Trump had to adjust to the idea that as president, you can't just you can tell a lot of people what to do, but you can't just make it happen like you would, say, in the world of
well, it's not his money at this point. When it's his money, he can dictate however he wants, right?
Right.
He's an elected official. There's got to be a change.
But it's already illegal even in the private sector to extort people, to blackmail people, these sorts of things. And honestly, I don't see, John, a bribe here if we're talking about what happened with Ukraine. And I'll be blunt. Maybe I'm wrong. What's happening with this impeachment, John, is that it's, Rorschach test, like an inkblot test. Like you see what you want to see. Like,
oh, I see it, sir.
Yeah, they like hold it up to you, and they're like, "What do you see? What do you see?" It's like, "I see tatas." It's like, "Of course you do, you pervert, Joey." Like, no, but that's not what I see. What I see is a president who was very frustrated with the fact that some Ukrainians interfered in 2016, and maybe he believes it more than they actually did. But I see a president doesn't trust Ukraine, who's given money and military aid to Ukraine for 2 years. Now you got a new president coming in and a new parliament coming in, and he's wanting to make sure that, in fact, they're going to play ball. And they're trying to boil it down to all he cared about were the Bidens. I don't see that yet. But, of course, folks that are less prone to agree with the president or have been out to get him for a while see, oh, he's guilty of sin. Others are defending him. I'm kind of in the middle here. I don't think it was a perfect call. But I don't think it amounts to bribery or extortion or anything like that either.
But on the local level, with the mayor wanting the governor to appoint his wife to be the new probate judge, mm-hmm. I think in that situation, what comes to my attention is the fact that Mrs. Tamika Reid, like so many other first ladies as well throughout the country, has as much education as her husband.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not denying Tamika's capability. That's why I said I saw that as a stepping stone for Tamika.
Yeah. And she's as qualified to be probate judge
Absolutely.
And to be mayor as her husband.
But don't you think, John, that could create a conflict of interest if there is ever
Here's my thing real quick, John. As a husband and wife, they can't even be compelled to testify against each other in a court of law, right? So don't you see that they're possibly, we're not saying that she's not, she's obviously, she is capable of the job. I think we all kind of agree on that. I think it would be the conflict of interest that could potentially be there that was the issue.
Well, you know, some people feel the same way about President Trump having his children and son-in-law working in the White House like he does. They feel like that's a conflict of interest. What do you think about that?
I don't think Kushner is, because, no. Let's do apples to apples comparison here, John. And great question. If Stephen Reid wanted to hire Tamika Reid on his staff as an advisor to the mayor or something like that, I don't think
there wouldn't be a conflict.
Much problem there. Yeah. But you're talking about another office, a judgeship that the governor has to appoint. And I think the governor made the right decision ultimately going with J.C. Love. And again, this is, I think, the shiny object of potential corruption that for some reason makes the political media go nuts. And I'm part of it. I know how this works. But I don't think it serves the city to be constantly talking about this because she's not the probate judge. J.C. Love is. So it didn't happen.
Correct.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you heard anything about how the governor is going to handle Ella Bell was up for re-election. Is the governor going to appoint someone to serve in that capacity until the election is over, or is she just going to wait until they have the election for that seat? How is she going to handle the Ella Bell seat on the State Board of Education?
I don't know. I think we're so far along, my guess, and it's just a guess, is we'll wait to the normal election process. Because there's a primary right in March of next year for all sorts of offices around statewide. as well as
well, listen. Well, you know, that's one thing that people are looking for. You know, they, gender equality because of that issue. You know, to have a woman mayor, to have a woman probate judge, a woman has just the right to serve in that capacity. And one of the things that I liked about Jack Campbell's candidacy for mayor himself was to have someone that's an openly gay person running for mayor or probate judge or state board of education or any other position in the state. I think that, you know, people are there. They're ready for that.
I hear where you're coming from, John, but you know how tolerant I am, Frisco. Does that make somebody more or less qualified for the position? Whether it's president or... Yeah, whether it's president or being mayor or
governor.
Right.
I think here's the deal. I think we are at a point in time where that's not an issue, and it's obvious. Honestly, it's something that people don't even really... Kind of, I mean, look at Pete Buttigieg. I mean, look how far he is right now.
Right.
It's almost 2020. We have come a very, very long way. I feel like we start putting people in boxes and a female this and a female that and a gay. And it's sort of like, I think we're sort of beyond all that at this point.
We'll see, John. I got to run. I appreciate the call.
Listen, peace and blessings. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Merry, merry Christmas and happy Thanksgiving. And happy New Year to you too early. I think we put too much stock in some of these symbolic victories. Yeah. For instance, it is a historic moment. The national news, international news covering Stephen Reed, the first black mayor of Montgomery. That's great. It is history. But... he needs to do the work. He knows this, too. He said it in a speech. It's not the symbols that really matter. They do to a degree. It's the fact of what will Mayor Stephen Reed do as mayor, and will it improve the lives of everybody in Montgomery, and including the black community, which is the majority of Montgomery. So I hope he does. If he helps Montgomery, he helps the black community. That's how it works. The same with Barack Obama, first black president. There are a lot of folks in the black community that love Barack Obama, and there are lots thought, well, he didn't quite deliver the goods like we wanted him to. So I think we talk up the symbolic achievements too much. I'm not denying that they're historic in some ways. It depends on what it is. But, like, come on. This isn't actually going to change a lot of people's lives in a big way.
It's about results.
Amen.
That's what we're looking for.
Amen. Well, we got to hit this break here. Be right back. More news and views after this. 272-9228. Hold your position. Red Top, be right with you.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet string of days with an extended warming trend will be ending soon, but today, a good bit of sunshine, high in the low to mid-70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight, overnight low around 50. Tomorrow's high in the middle 70s. We'll be dry during the day, but a good chance of showers by late Friday night, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be breezy and colder behind the front. 30s on Friday night, 50s for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights. Everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $74.99 per month. Go to WOWWay.com and get yours today. Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Ward Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am in Troy is family-owned and celebrating 47 years in business. They've been going strong for 3 generations, and the 4th generation is here. So come on in and be a part of the family. They now have 6 brands under one roof. Yamaha, Kawasaki, Honda, Suzuki, Polaris, and Can-Am. Hunting season's so very important in the South, and for 40 years, Ward's has been your hunting and play headquarters. Located on Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama. Find them on Facebook. Go see AJ and Troy Ward.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers, and PBS Painting. 294-5122. That's PBS Painting. 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Impress your family and friends for the holidays. Let Sweet Creek Farm Market be your dessert headquarters. Homemade cakes in every flavor. Caramel, carrot, coconut, red velvet, and many more. Just like Grandma makes. Homemade cream cheese, sour cream, and praline pecan pound cakes. Open for Black Friday. So follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 in Pike Road. Sweet Creek Farm Market.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell's not here today because, well, this is the day he films television.
He's a superstar today.
Yeah, big TV star. In studio, that was the voice of Frisco Riverstone.
Good morning, Joey. I'm waking up now.
Good, 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 good. Let's go to the phones and not keep this gentleman waiting. My favorite local curmudgeon.
Red Top.
Red Top. How you doing?
Good morning, beautiful day. And you know, I agree. I think it was Jim that called a few minutes ago. The worst part about his hearing is I miss Jeopardy, too. I learned so much on Jeopardy. Have been watching it my whole life. My grandmother learned to speak English watching Jeopardy. Huh. And she knew the answer to all those questions, boys. She was smart. And I learn every time, so I miss Jeopardy something terrible. This particular Congress has gotten absolutely nothing done. They go on vacation till December 3rd tomorrow. So
right.
They have nothing to offer the American people for this session. I listened to all the hearings yesterday. As unpleasant as it was, I'm glad I did because at least now I know what really happened and how biased the news was. And I'd like to make one more comment.
Okay.
This gentleman, John DeVoe, that calls is the most biased individual I've ever heard in my life. I've been listening to him call for a long time now. He has an agenda for a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm.
He makes completely idiot statements, these things about Jack Campbell. I'm insulted that he even brings Jack Campbell's name up because he's a... And talks about his sexuality. This man is so disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And he has no foundation for anything getting done. You just have to have a particular label on things. This man would vote for RuPaul for president just because he's a drag queen. And I know RuPaul. I met him.
Oh,
and
really?
He was actually, yes, in the 80s, he was nobody. He came to a club we played at, the Third Street Pub in... downtown Atlanta, mm-hmm. right at the end of the tunnel of Georgia Tech, under the interstate. And RuPaul was with two beautiful women. And after I had a van, and, you know, after we played the gig, we go out at 3 in the morning till sunrise.
Right.
And so I'd be damned if RuPaul didn't end up at the back of my van with two beautiful chicks and a couple other guys in the band. We went three or four clubs. He was poor. All he had was holy blue jeans on, but he still, everything was beautiful. So it was an entertaining night, but I feel some people are so agenda-driven, they are completely blind, deaf, and dumb, or purposely blind, deaf, and dumb.
Yeah, one term I've heard is ideologically possessed.
That's a good
one. Very well put. No sense at all, just nonsense.
Well, I think...
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Roll Tide, go Trump.
War Eagle. All praise liberty. I think Waldy's got all these sayings. What were you going to say first?
I was just saying, you know, I think after being here for a while and hearing John call in, mm-hmm. I think he does have... There is a particular agenda for sure.
Right.
But I think that also, you know, Joey, you allow a platform for all kinds of people.
Yes.
And in fact, encourage it. So
well, I think we need a few more Democrats in here. I genuinely would like their perspective. I think we have too much of these information silos.
Sure, I would agree. And I actually love when someone calls in with something super radical because it sure. spurs great conversation. So.
No, and I've cut my teeth the last few years talking to a lot of radicals. I've talked to some Looney Tunes out there and people I even agree. I was a Looney Tune for a while. You know, I might still be one. Who knows? Depends on who's judging, I suppose.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's in the...
Eye of the beholder, yes. Yes, it is. It is very frustrating, though, again, these impeachment hearings, because they're a political Rorschach test. It depends on what news network you watch, who the person watching is. And I try not to be, as I put earlier, ideologically possessed. What do I mean by that? If somebody's such an ideologue that when they talk to you, it's like, that's not you talking.
Yeah.
That's not Frisco talking. That's just your ideas talking. Like, what's your actually developed unique opinion?
And they're oftentimes just regurgitating whoever they listen to 24/7.
Right.
It's not even, there's no depth to it. There's no real thought even. That's
right.
Just...
And you can have your principles and your perspective, and I certainly have mine, and people have theirs, and sometimes agree, sometimes they disagree, sometimes we agree 80% or 70%. And,
Red Top brought up a really good point, though, too, and we were talking about this just being such a circus and being drug out. He just mentioned that they're about to go on recess till December.
Yes, and a much-needed one, actually.
But wait, so you mean to tell me, though, that we've gone through all of this week,
yeah,
and then we're just going to take a break.
We're just going to let it simmer, like a nice paella.
So in my mind, that just makes me feel like they're not really searching. There is an outcome that they want, right? They want impeachment.
Yeah.
But it's not really a pressing, this isn't an emergency. It's not really, because let's be honest, if this was a serious impeachment inquiry, it would have already been over. They would have been voting on impeachment 2 weeks ago.
Right, right. Yeah, this is...
It just leads to the point that
what's going to happen is after Adam Schiff's Schiff show is over... He's going to hand off his findings. They'll craft a report with their so-called evidence, and I'm using air quotes here. Wait, why do I use air quotes with air quotes? Anyway, once Adam Schiff is over and done with his investigation and the impeachment committee / intelligence committee, they're going to hand off their report and findings to the Judicial Committee and Jerry Nadler. You know, I was going to say something ugly about him being fat, but I'm not going to.
No more fat jokes.
No more fat jokes.
We got in trouble last time.
Yeah, I got accused of being anti-Semitic when I called the woman fat. You know, if you want to call me like a pig, a male pig, whatever, chauvinist, fine. But like, I don't know how you get anti-Semitism out of saying somebody enjoys eating a lot. Anyway,
Maggie
after this recess for Congress, when they come back, it'll be right after my birthday's December the 1st on a Sunday. And then that week, you'll get the Congress back in session. And I was hoping that the Michael Horowitz report, the Inspector General for the DOJ. Daryl, when's it coming out? Have you met Daryl, our intern?
Vaguely. He's always buried
Daryl,
in a book.
Daryl, shut your mouth. I'm not saying you can talk to Frisco. Is the report out? Oh, the 9th. December... Yeah, the report's coming out December the 9th. Lindsey Graham has confirmed it.
Huh.
December the 9th.
So we've got a date.
Yeah. And it's going to be good. And I think, like I said yesterday, this will go a long way to explaining the president's state of mind on Ukraine and all sorts of other matters having to do with the federal government. I think, he's just paranoid and proffering and conspiracy theory. Yeah, well, let's wait for the Horowitz report. And we'll see what's actually theory and what's actually conspiracy fact. I can't wait. I have some ideas about what's in it, but nobody really knows.
Sure, yeah.
Out in the general public what's in this Inspector General report. But there will be, it's reported, criminal referrals. There will be a lot of slaps on the wrist, too, about not doing things.
I think it's going to be more slaps on the wrist.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And I think the criminal referrals will... There'll be maybe a good one, but then it'll be a lot of...
And to me, this rises from the level of shiny object appearance of corruption, which actually I put Joe Biden and Burisma in that shiny object corruption. What Trump's done is shiny object corruption. Sure. Yeah, politics is inherently corrupt. Excuse me, pardon me, sue me. Well, no, don't sue me. Not in this litigious society. I'm just, it's a figure of speech. But, like, I think it's corrupt anyway. But... here's why I think this Horowitz report rises to the level of really serious corruption. Because, and I brought it up earlier this week, because of things warned by whistleblowers, actual whistleblowers like Edward Snowden, William Binney, Thomas Drake, they warned us that these surveillance powers that given to the intelligence community after 9/11 could easily be abused. And the American people didn't really heed that call seriously. We had some minor reforms. Then, fast forward, what if those awesome surveillance powers were used against a presidential candidate? What if they're used, not by the book, but in a fairly unusual way by very powerful people at the top levels of the FBI, the CIA, the Justice Department, and the White House itself? I think that might be a problem, not just for the Obama administration or the Trump administration. That's just a problem when it comes to executive branch power and what they're going to do to our democracy, the little bit that we have of it. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes. That's why I'm excited for that.
Yeah, report. And this is unprecedented. I mean, we've come such a far, such a long way from, you know, with the development of technology and surveillance in general, that nothing like this has ever happened.
So maybe it'll wake the American people up. But again, I'm not going to hold my breath, given all the shiny object corruption that's out there distracting us. You know, the American people really should be great people. And some people, though, call them sheep. I'm starting to think we're like piranhas, like a swarm of piranhas. Shiny object, blood in the water. Let's go after it. And let instinct be our guide. I don't know if that's the best approach. More news and views after this. 272-9228. I want to play a piece by Mike Turner when we come back. Talking to Gordon Sondland, the EU ambassador, yesterday. Mike Turner does a fantastic job kind of exploding some of the headlines you might have seen yesterday. More news and views when we get back. 272-9228. If you want to join in on the program, I'm Joey Clark. He's Frisco Riverstone. Having a good time this early morning.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule is pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com. WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lockout now is done. Games will be played and be won on Sundays, Mondays, and the occasional Thursday.
Welcome back to News and Views. I was playing, I thought that was just a straight-up Fox theme, not a parody, because that's all it's labeled at is the Fox song, but... I mean, this really should be covered, this impeachment inquiry, with, like, all that dramatic music.
I'm like sure, there's a YouTube somewhere where somebody has right. dubbed over.
Right, and go over the stats for the different congressmen and, like, who's donated to them and all these, who are their donors.
If only we had a couple more hours in the day.
Indeed, indeed. 272-9228 if you want to join in on the program. I'm Joey Clark, East Frisco Riverstone. This is News and Views from 9 to noon. And again, this part of the program, they brought you Hour 1, and they're bringing you this part of the program, Damn Black Studios. Turn those stacks of old home videos into a new and exciting event. It's a great idea for a Christmas gift, folks. A great idea. Because it can be very tough to buy for mom or dad or for the grandparents. What are you going to get them? They gave you everything, and now what are you going to give them? Really, you're going to give them a gift card? No. Why don't you take those old home videos, family events, maybe a wedding or an anniversary party or a birthday or a sporting event or maybe some random Christmas or Thanksgiving and a great thing happened. Maybe it was a school play. There's so many different reasons why people filmed their family get-togethers or great events in life. And the idea was to preserve it so you could remember it. It's not just in the memory bank in the brain. No, it's right there on film so you can teach your kids about it. Well, those old tapes, those old analog tapes are deteriorating as we speak, folks. Don't wait. Take advantage of 50% off for all News and Views listeners to the end of November on all tape to DVD transfers.
That is a deal.
A hell of a deal, folks. I don't even know how they're making money, but they're doing it to the end of November. If you want to get this for a Christmas gift, preserve those old memories and bring them into the digital future. You need to do it before the end of November. Call 279-6036, 279-6036. Tell Dan Black Studios you're a News and Views listener and take advantage of that 50% off all tape to DVD transfers. Dan Black Studios also provides business services from website design, video editing, video production on things like training videos, television commercials, even presenting evidence to, say, a jury in a courtroom. Dan Black Studios can do it all. So whenever you're thinking of video services, whether you're starting a business or you're trying to find that perfect Christmas gift for the grandparents, call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you to Dan Black Studios for being a sponsor of News and Views. Now, this clip, I saw it yesterday, and I want to share it again today, this morning. This is Representative Mike Turner of Ohio talking to Gordon Sondland. Now, folks, to set this up, the big headline was that Gordon Sondland said there was a quid pro quo, and everybody was in on the loop, and I presumed there was a quid pro quo for these investigations, for a White House meeting, maybe the aide even. That's when Mike Turner gets his turn to bat and to question Gordon Sondland. Let's listen in.
Chairman Schiff ran out and gave a press conference and said he gets to impeach the President of the United States because of your testimony. And if you pull up CNN today, right now, their banner says Sondland ties Trump to withholding aid. No, answer the question. Is it correct? No one on this planet told you that Donald Trump was tying this aid to the investigations. Because if your answer is yes, then the chairman's wrong and the headline on CNN is wrong. No one on this planet told you that President Trump was tying aid to investigations. Yes or no?
Yes.
So, you really have no testimony today that ties President Trump to a scheme to withhold aid from Ukraine in exchange for these investigations.
Other than my own presumption.
Ambassador Sondland, I want to walk through some of the portions of your testimony because sometimes you seem to make direct connections and sometimes they seem to be dead ends. I kind of want to clear up what are the dead ends and what are the direct connections. Yesterday, Ambassador Volker, who I consider to be very talented and a man of integrity, and I believe you think he's a man of integrity, correct?
I do.
He testified that the President of the United States did not tie either a meeting with the President, a phone call, or any aid to investigations of Burisma 2016 or the Bidens. That the president did not do that. And you've testified that the president did not tell you that he tied them either, correct?
I did testify to that, although when Ambassador Volker and I were working on the statement and negotiating with the Ukrainians, it was clear to Ambassador Volker that a meeting would not happen without the Burisma in 2016. That was very clear to Ambassador Volker.
And how do you know that? What did he say to you? Because he says that was not clear to him. In fact, he says that's not the case. He was working on that. He knows that that's what the president wanted, but he didn't have it as this was a requirement.
Oh, I strongly disagree with that portion of his testimony. It was absolutely a requirement, or we would have just had the meeting and been done with it.
What about the aid? He says that they weren't tied, that the aid was not tied.
And I didn't say they were conclusively tied either. I said I was presuming it.
Okay, and so the president never told you they were tied. So your testimony, his testimony is consistent, and the president did not tie aid to investigations.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, that's just a little taste. Sondland was all over the map yesterday, folks. All over the map. And we'll see what comes out of this. But again, as we brought up earlier, Congress is going to take a break after this week. We're going to take a break from even presidential debates. Maybe we can all just take a break. Because this is driving me crazy. Let's just go into full election mode. I'm tired of electoral politics being played out in an impeachment inquiry. It is not serving our nation well. Not at all. And it's not exactly bringing us together. I didn't think we could be any more divided, but, well, they're doing a trick. The blob of our corruption has now shown up as impeachment. Indescribable, indestructible, unstoppable. It started growing in the bowels of the Capitol. Now it's expanded out onto the House committee hearing floor. It might soon go to the very floor of the very House of Representatives and expand into the Senate for a trial that's blob continuing to grow. Run for your lives. 272-9228. Coming up, I want to give an update on the A.C. Smith-Gregory Gunn trial that's ongoing. Great write-up in the Montgomery Advertiser. I called Melissa Brown the other day just to thank her for reporting. It's pretty straight up, keeping us abreast of what's going on in the courtroom. We'll have that coming up. 272-9228 if you want to join in on News and Views, this conversation between myself, Joey Clark, and Frisco Riverstone. Be right back after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223, and on the web at alahomemortgage.com, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
This is the Fox Business Report. There's encouraging news on the housing market. Existing home sales rose 1.9% last month, more than expected, and the National Association of Realtors says home prices rose by the most in 2 years. However, the Conference Board's reading on the economy declined slightly in October, down 0.1%. It's the third monthly decline for its leading economic index. Charles Schwab is buying TD Ameritrade for $26 billion. Maria Bartiromo of FBN is reporting the deal was negotiated last night. Schwab has slashed its commissions for online trades to zero. And Macy's is blaming warm fall weather for its disappointing sales in recent months. Macy's also is cutting its expectations for this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet string of days with an extended warming trend will be ending soon, but today, a good bit of sunshine. High in the low to mid-70s, just about perfect. Partly cloudy, not as chilly tonight. Overnight low around 50. Tomorrow's high in the middle 70s. Will be dry during the day, but a good chance of showers by late Friday night, and showers and maybe some thunderstorms likely on Saturday as a cold front moves through the state. It'll be breezy and colder behind the front. 30s on Friday night, 50s for a high on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I don't feel no ways tired.
Welcome back. Welcome back to News and Views. Just decided I would torture some of y'all with that terrible southern accent by Hillary Clinton. Trying to do that preacher cadence. But I ain't no ways tired either, Hillary. Now to the ongoing trial of A.C. Smith and the death of Gregory Gunn. For those who don't know, Officer Smith at the time, Aaron Cody Smith. Now 3 years, 9 months later, at about 3:20 in the morning of February 25th, 2016, Smith stopped Gunn in his neighborhood where he was walking home from a friend's house. Smith asked Gunn to submit to a random stop and frisk, and midway through the pat-down, Gunn fled from Smith, who chased, tased, and beat Gunn before shooting at him 7 times. 5 bullets hit Gunn, who died in a yard steps away from his family home. So yesterday in the trial in Dale County, a senior investigator was the main witness testifying on the stand. And jurors were also presented conflicting audio recordings. The bulk of yesterday was devoted to Jason DeNunzio. DeNunzio, yes. A senior investigator with the Alabama State Bureau of Investigation. Per city policy, the SBI independently investigated the officer-involved shooting, and DeNunzio found probable cause to charge Smith with Gunn's murder. Jurors heard audio recordings from Smith's 2 interviews with DeNunzio. Conflicting statements from the altercation include wrestling between Smith and Gunn, a paint pole, and first contact. "We wrestled around on the ground. He pushed off, and we took off running again," Smith said in the first interview with state investigators. But 5 days later, with his attorney present, Smith no longer recollects a struggle on the ground. He tells DeNunzio that Gunn fell forward after the first tase, or he possibly stumbled, but Smith doesn't make contact with him because he can't be sure Gunn doesn't have a gun. In regards to the paint pole, quote, "Now he's saying he's not sure if he was raising it, swinging it, or nothing. He's not sure of himself," DeNunzio testified yesterday. Again, they went into how many bullets struck Gunn. 5 bullets. 3 struck him in the chest, reported that yesterday. So we'll see where all this goes. There's more opening today, open testimony today, from Officer Smith himself, A.C. Smith. He took the stand today. And by the way, Mickey McDermott, the defense lawyer, he was on these airwaves about 3 years ago when all this happened on the Dan Moore show. And one thing that they asked DeNunzio in the cross-examination, this SBI investigator, is, "Isn't it true, Mr. Investigator, that Mr. DeNunzio, that people after traumatic events can't recall all the details until later?" Because 2 interviews were done because of this. One, hours or moments really after the whole incident goes down, and then 5 days later. And DeNunzio said, yeah, they usually forget little things, people who are traumatized or just been through traumatic events, but they don't have whole portions of their story changing. And that's why DeNunzio was suspicious of Officer Smith. So we'll see where this goes. I think the prosecution will rest after today, and it'll be up for Mr. McDermott in the defense of Smith. We'll see where this goes. But I appreciate the straightforward reporting by the advertiser and them keeping the public aware of what's going on in the courtroom. We'll continue to bring you updates on that. Breaking news, folks. International news, from local to international. But you know this name in the international arena. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, indicted on corruption charges, throwing his career in doubt as Israel struggles to choose its next leader. The case against Netanyahu involves allegations of giving or offering lucrative official favors to several media tycoons in exchange for either favorable coverage in news outlets or gifts. He has rejected the charges as false and politically motivated. He's not legally required to step down, but with Israel's political system already in uncharted territory, having failed to settle upon a new prime minister despite 2 elections that were very close indeed, this is not working out very well for Israel. A lot of mess over there, and honestly, they have bigger problems than that. And if you didn't hear earlier this week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo changed the United States stance on the idea that the expanding settlements by the Israelis break international law. A lot of things going on in Israel, and you do have to hand it to Donald Trump in this one thing. All these presidents in the past said, yeah, the capital of Israel is Jerusalem. Even Barack Obama said that, but none of them moved the embassy there. Obama failed to do it. W failed to do it. I mean, going way back.
Well, I think because
Trump actually did it.
He actually did it. I think that there's some controversy with it from, you know, different sides. And so everyone's, it's easy just to announce it and say it and everyone claps.
But to actually do it.
He actually did it.
Right. And so Trump is very popular there in many portions of Israel. Interesting development.
I heard they're naming some neighborhoods after him.
Yes. Yeah, that's... There you go. There you go. But here, let's go to the phones and let's talk to... This is Billy. Billy, welcome to News and Views.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're blessed. We're blessed. Just touching bases with the Montgomery trial and Montgomery police officer.
Yeah.
I remember, during the election, just past mayoral election, I found out... I just saw how convenient it was that WSFA snuck the story in, announcing a trial date, the day of the mayoral election, okay? And it's just beyond me that I know for a fact that Mayor Todd Strange, or former Mayor Todd Strange, he pushed this back as far as he could until after he got out of office. He did not want a possible potential Ferguson on his hands in Montgomery, Alabama.
Right.
That's the truth, okay? And I really find it sad that WSFA, when that incident went down, WSFA, they tried, they convicted him and sentenced him all by the end of the 6 o'clock report. They tried to do that. And if you listen to any report that they say, incident involving Montgomery police officer, the killing of an unarmed black man, well, why do you want to come out and report it that way? You know, why? How do they know this man was unarmed? They don't know the truth. They don't know the full detail.
You're talking about at the time of the incident, essentially 3 years ago.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm just amazed now how far left WSFA has gotten. I don't even listen. I don't even watch their newscast. I haven't watched one in probably 2 years. But when you hear their reports on the radio, it's mind-boggling how they know all these details. I mean, it's just... It blows me away.
Well, Billy, I've seen a lot of chatter online. Sometimes I follow some of these neighborhood groups and sort of the uncut groups. Mm-hmm. And you're actually not the first person that said that. Not necessarily specifically about WSFA in general, but a lot of the media, the piecing together those words. You know, right when it happened, it was a unarmed black man. They sort of build the narrative, kind of like you said, before the 6 o'clock news even hits.
Well, and also given the media environment, it probably gave a good excuse or a good pretext for them to move the trial to Dale County.
That's true,
and because you might have tainted the jury pool. So
well, the media was already on it, already reporting, slanted one way or the other.
But I mean, the SBI, as we just brought up earlier a few minutes ago, it's the SBI and their investigator that suggested charges. So
exactly,
that's a good rule, by the way. Having the State Bureau investigate local incidents like this, I think, is a very good rule indeed. Because for Daryl Bailey himself to do the investigation initially, when he has to work with the police department and so many others, that's very tough for a district attorney to do that, no matter how fair you are in your relationships. So I think having that independent outside State Bureau come in and look at any officer-involved shooting is a good thing. And I, to your point, though, Billy, whether it's local media or state or national, I think they too quickly go for the sensational headline. That's part of the trade, unfortunately.
Well, I think you need to get the former mayor back on your radio show, and he needs to answer some questions. And a lot of things are coming to light, what this man knew, mm-hmm. What he held off because he didn't want it to happen under his watch. I think the man's a coward. And if you're listening, Todd Strange, I'm calling you out. You're a freaking coward. You have a good day, fellas.
You too, Billy.
All right.
Strong words from Billy, but we appreciate the opinion. Appreciate it a great deal. This part of the program, folks, brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams. Kim Williams and her team, well, they do a fantastic job over there at Alabama Home Mortgage. I mean, I got a message the other day from a guy goes way back. Our brothers played soccer together, so we'd be on the sidelines watching them play when he was like in third, fourth grade. I believe this gentleman's now a history teacher. I need to bring him in for a little history lesson here or there. But he said he told his girlfriend about Alabama Home Mortgage. She went by there, and I think the word she used was financial stability and sanity once again. Wow. Because she refinanced her mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. They can do so much for you, folks, whether you're looking for your first-time mortgage as a first-time home buyer, or you're looking to refinance and maybe bring that rate down, bring down monthly payments.
Which means extra cash for the holidays.
Extra cash for the holidays, or even if it's not the holidays, you can renovate your place, you can have that extra money going around to put back into the economy here locally. It just makes your life better completely. And Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams, they're not going to try to just get you into a deal that isn't good for you. They're straight shooters. They've told people, no, this isn't the right time for you to refinance or to get a mortgage, but they'll tell you how you can get there. And this is why people keep going back again and again to Alabama Home Mortgage, because they're straight shooters. They also do wonderful things helping out veterans here in the River Region, making sure they get the VA home loans they earned through their service. So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today, folks. You can call them at 567-4223. You can visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. They just changed their website, myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage lenders, folks, and you want to go to Kim Williams. She's top-notch. She's looking out for you, and that's why her business has succeeded so well. She's looking out for the customer. She said the other day, it's more than just customers. It almost becomes like extended family when you work with Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS number 1586368. Of course, they are an equal housing lender. Be right back with more news and views after this. 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now, then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Pecans, pecans, pecans. Sweet Creek Farm Market has the largest selection of local pecans and pecan products in town. Whether they're for a gift or for your family, we have all types. Roasted and salted, honey roasted, praline, chocolate honey baked, or creamy white chocolate pecans. Don't miss the double chocolate bourbon pecan pies. Open on Black Friday. Follow Sweet Creek Farm Market on Facebook for specials. Sweet Creek Farm Market, 2 miles south of Taylor Road and Highway 231. In Pike Road.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Celebrate holidays on the Harriet with a fun and festive cruise on the Harriet 2. This includes holiday dinner, live entertainment, and cash bar. Cruising will be every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Tickets are $48 for adults and $38 for children. Sponsored by Bama Budweiser. For more info, go to funofmontgomery.com.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368 and Equal Housing Lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. In studio with me, Frisco Riverstone. 272-9228. You want to get in on the program? This part of News and Views brought to you by Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth. Man, talk about an expert when it comes to the jewelry market. Everybody over at Heirloom Jewelers, all the employees, all members of the staff at Heirloom Jewelers under Troop Booth, have been trained at the prestigious Gemological Institute of America. They're experts when it comes to buying and selling antique and estate jewelry. The thing about antique jewelry, folks, is, well, these days they don't make jewelry like they used to. And the way they used to, you could have very fine, almost delicate-looking rings, necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. They look fragile, but because they're done by hand and crafted in a particular way, they're quite durable. Now, most antique jewelry and estate jewelry out there, folks, will go for a premium price, but Troop Booth is ready to make you a deal. You can find an incredible Christmas gift for, say, the wife or the... You can find a watch for your husband. There's so many things out there at Heirloom Jewelers. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road. It's, if you're going east, just past Bell Road, that first ride in that little strip center there. And I mentioned they not only can sell you amazing antique and estate jewelry pieces. Again, I was in that showroom the other day talking to Troop Booth about his business and what's going on there. And he pulled out this ring. It looked so delicate, but it was very durable. Beautiful piece. Beautiful piece. It can make you a great deal. Better than even some places, say, around the country who are selling you new jewelry can make you. You can get you a one-of-a-kind piece at a great price. But they can also buy your items. Here's how that works. You call 260-0066. 260-0066. That's the number for Heirloom Jewelers. To say, hey, Troop, I heard about you on News and Views, and I could sell you some of my jewelry. Well, if you call that number, you can set up an appointment that allows Troop and others there to be there to dedicate time to you and to really look over the pieces that you bring in. They'll evaluate your jewelry, and Troop will present you an offer while you wait. Then you take your ID, and he'll get you a receipt, and there's your money today. It's an incredible deal. So check out Heirloom Jewelers over there on Vaughn Road. Again, that number, 260-0066. Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. I mean it, especially for a great, very merry Christmas and Christmas gift. Coming up, I want to introduce this story that you sent me before, Frisco. That is your real name. Here's the headline, folks, from AL.com. Historic U.S. Coast Guard ship to be sold on steps of Mobile courthouse after bills not paid. A 76-year-old U.S. Coast Guard ship that was one of the first vessels to pass through the Northwest Passage and circumnavigate the entire North American continent will be auctioned off on the steps of the U.S. District Courthouse in Mobile at noon on December 4th. The USCGC Bramble, which was first launched in October 1943 and present during nuclear testing at Bikini Atoll, wow, in 1947. Wow. Have you seen...